welcome back. We have some incredible news for you guys.
Yeah.
Roper, please explain.
So, since our Lord and Savior, Mr. Gun Kelly, put out that amazing album, Mainstream Sellout, we decided to take a page out of his book, mm-hmm. and we mm-hmm. are shifting genres ourselves. We are just, we can't handle this new direction that he is leading us, or leading you guys into, so we decided to go in a new direction ourselves.
We said, fuck it.
Said, fuck it. We're changing the name to the podcast. We're changing everything.
We did it.
Podcast. We kept saying big things were coming in season four. We got a little too excited, and mm-hmm. there's a snake in our boot, if you say so.
Yeah. We jumped a little early. All I could say is, welcome to the Country Bash, Kiss My Ass Like Rascal Flatts podcast.
Welcome.
We hope that you support our decision in changing genres.
Yep.
And we wanted to have a brand new start. So we thought, what would be better than to discuss our top five country songs?
Yeah.
That's a lot going on here. There's a lot of great country music out there.
There is.
So Roper and I, we got our spurs, our boots. We got our cowboy hats.
Yes.
We got our ye little doggies.
We got our bolo ties.
Roper actually drove to the studio in his tractor today.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
My horse was out in the trough eating, so I had to take the tractor today.
Oh man, okay. So we didn't ask you guys a question this week.
We didn't want to spoil the surprise.
So we thought we would just, you know, we're getting new into this, so we're actually just going to go ahead and jump right into the new country releases of the week.
Yeah. My pick for this week on new country hits is by a fellow named Zach Bryan.
Oh boy.
And his song, Highway Boys.
Just know that highway boys don't stick around at all. I wanna ride that K-10 away back when. Sleep next to the river, hear it rushing again. Give my no good soul back to where it belongs. And do my best to keep truth in song. And do my best to keep truth in song.
Zach Bryan is a solo musician, just him and an acoustic guitar. But I'm sure, like, when he goes plays concerts and stuff, he's got like a big band behind him. But
I love that.
He honestly is one of the fastest rising stars in the genre right now. And I just remember seeing him on YouTube being like, damn, that guy sounds amazing.
Dude, so, some of these country musicians got some damn good old voices.
Really, they have. The genre is changing back to more so like outlaw style.
I like that. Yeah, they're bringing it back a little bit.
It's getting more so back to the roots of like Waylon Jennings and like Merle Haggard and like Willie Nelson and stuff. So it's nice to go back to those roots, and you don't have to listen to somebody sing a song about buying a boat any longer.
I mean, what's more country than
you
buying a
buy
boat?
Buy me a boat.
Okay.
Buy me a truck to pull it. All right, I'll let you go.
Thank you. I picked a band. A country band.
Yeah.
It's hard to say because like, usually
it's a
just
band
like
of musicians.
A name. Yeah, usually. But anyway, so I picked the Dead South. I really like that name. And I chose their song, We Used to Vacation.
I promise to my wife and children I'd never touch another drink as long as I live. But even then, it sounds so soothing. This will blow over in time. This will all blow over in time.
I really liked it. I was very, I feel like this also has more of like the older roots of country to it. I feel like when you get to our list, you'll kind of see that we all stuck to a very certain timeline of what country music.
South reminds me of like, well, it's one of my cousin's favorite bands, but they remind me of the girls that you see on like Pinterest who wear those flat brimmed hats. They look like they're Clint Eastwood, but they're women.
But they're women?
Yeah.
I've never seen. What Instagram threads are you looking
at? You know through? Those, like, they're pretty popular now. They're just like the hats that are just like a flat brim. I would say an Undertaker hat, but you don't know who the Undertaker is.
Yes, so. I do.
You know the hat that he wears?
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
It's iconic. It's the Jeepers Creepers hat.
Yeah, girls are wearing those hats now.
Mm.
I hate it.
Why not?
I don't know.
You just go up to him and be like, you could undertake me.
I just get down on one knee and, yeah, roll back my eyes like the Undertaker does.
Okay. Hey, since we have some time to shit and giggles or whatever.
Since we have time for shits and giggles.
Yes. I was watching TikTok, as I do sometimes. And this one guy, it was like, tell me a fact that you didn't know until recently, or something like that. And this guy mentioned, like, to look up the accounts when you look up Fortnite on Instagram.
Okay.
Oh my fucking God. It's disgusting.
Like how?
It's like Fortnite feet pics, Fortnite nudes, and like, it's so fucking weird.
Man.
I saw some Fortnite boobs that I was not prepared for. And like excruciating, like detailed feet of these, it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my
How'd
life.
How'd you stumble onto that? Oh yeah.
I found TikTok. It through a TikTok
thing. Man, kids are looking at that, dude.
Well, I think it's kids making them now. Probably not. Maybe, though. I don't know.
I hope not, because that's some allegations there.
Not if they're kids. They can draw kids, feet if they want.
Oh, they're drawing feet. I thought they were showing their feet.
No.
Oh.
No, this is like drawn Fortnite characters.
Oh,
feet.
Okay. Now yeah. I feel better.
I'm glad. I was worried about that.
I was really worried about that. I'm like, man, that's pretty fucked up.
So anyway, that's that's our new release of the week. We're still ramping up this whole country thing. So.
Oh yeah, we're still getting used to it.
So, but we gave you two new songs. We thought that was pretty good.
Check them out.
Now, Roper.
Yeah.
Should we get into our first country list?
Boy, howdy. Dude, my first pick is by a man named Randy Houser. Do you like Randy Houser?
I'm not like incredibly familiar with Randy Houser.
He really only has one good album.
Okay,
I wouldn't say like good album. I would just say like couple really good
tracks
songs.
Off that good album.
Yeah, and that album that I'm talking about is called How Country Feels. Yeah. It came out in 2013, and the song that I picked, I was gonna pick a different one, but I listened to this song and I was like, God damn, this song fucking slaps, bro. It's called How Country Feels.
Let me show you how country feels. Put your hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down. These hollers and heels. Let me show you how country feels.
Bro, this song is like, it brings me back to like, being freshly 21 and going to that, going to Beer Can Alley when it was in the basement.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
Oh yeah, that was because they probably switched to the upstairs by the time that you were able to go out and stuff.
Yeah, just so everyone knows, Beer Can Alley is this really trashy country bar. Actually, no, it's not the most trashy country.
It used to be the most trashy one.
Now there's one called Outlaws.
Yeah.
And oh boy, howdy, as Roper would say.
Dude, I don't even know what kind of bar that is.
Not a good one. It's like a country bar, but they don't play country music most of the time.
No, upstairs they don't, but like in the basement sometimes they do.
That's good.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just, yeah, it's, you like get on tables and dance with people.
Yeah.
I got really drunk one time and did it, and then I got shoved off the table. I hurt my butt. My butt was purple.
My friend got like, he was dancing on the tables, and my other friend, he took a Snapchat of him, mm-hmm. but I wasn't there at the bar with him. So I wake up the next morning and I see my friend like getting crowd surfed off the table. Like they were like trying to get him off, but he was just like, like in a pose, like with his arms out, and they're like pulling him off the table. And he's just like, you just see he's got one eye open. He's like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? It's the funniest thing ever.
Ooh, Outlaw. I can also say this about Outlaws. Outlaws is the only bar that I've been physically removed from.
Oh, yeah, dude, that place is so easy to get kicked out of.
Oh, man.
You can literally, like, look at someone wrong and get kicked out of there.
Yeah, I just asked for my credit card back, and then I found out it wasn't at the bar, and they got mad at me. I was also a little drunk. But
you want to hear my Randy Houser impression?
Yes.
You were raised on an asphalt farm. Dude.
That's pretty good.
Ain't ever heard a rooster crow. Dude, this song, like, once he gets to the fucking chorus where he's like, get your head down, head down. Here's some of that lean on back. Take your shoes off, kick them off. I'll take your money down. These hollers and heels, let me show you how country feels. Dude, this song fucking rules. I love it so much. It is so bad. It is so good.
I can't control myself. I was just not prepared for this moment in time. But here we are. Never thought it'd come, but we did it, boys. We did it. Yeah, no, I love like the seriousness of this song.
Yes. But it's so bad it's good.
Yes. Okay, I'm glad you would say it.
And the other song that I was gonna pick, it's called Like a Cowboy. And dude, that song is so fucking funny.
Sing that one.
He's like, I ride in on a sunny day, sing you a song, steal your heart away like a cowboy.
To turn your mic down.
Dude, my Randy Houser is like a fucking 10 out of 10.
Yeah, not bad. I'm gonna say I knew exactly what song it was as soon as you started singing it. So
baby,
like,
I can't stay long. You wake up, I'll be gone.
I kept turning mine down and yours up. Okay.
Yeah, because that's what the people want.
they want their ears to bleed out of, like, distortion.
So we decided to add a rating scale to this.
Mm-hmm.
This episode. It might come back in the future. We don't know yet. We're still working out the whole country thing.
Gotta work out those country kinks.
on a scale of 1 to my tractor sexy, how sexy is it? Bro, Like a Cowboy.
Yeah.
That's how country feels. It's about a 10.
That's a 10 for you?
Yeah. Oh, man. My whole list is probably 10.
I mean, it's your favorite country song. It has to be.
Yeah, dude. And this song, I love it so much.
I don't blame you. I feel like every time I've heard this, like, I was scoffing at it, but secretly I was like, I'm a country boy.
The fucking beginning guitar riff where it's just like, ban-an-an, you're just like.
Country has the best guitar riffs.
They do.
The time.
Because they, I feel like the, I mean, like pop country, they're like, this is either going to make you fucking sad, laugh, or dance your ass off.
Mm-hmm.
And once you hear that nasty guitar riff in this, like, you are like ready to go line dancing.
Yeah. No, I mean, I mean, obviously, we love pop punk. MGK ruined it for us, but I'm just going to say, like, I feel like the pop punk, like, metal and country scenes, like, if they have, like, good guitar players there, like mwah. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's so good. I feel like so many people look down on country when it comes to, like the instrumentals because they hear, like, the twangy and, like, maybe a banjo or something. But, like, honestly, when there's, like, electric guitar and, like, country
there's
music.
There's some sick riffs,
there's
dude.
Some sick fucking riffs. Dude, Brad Paisley is, like, one of the best.
He is phenomenal. But. Yeah. He, all of his songs are like kind of like cheeky, like funny songs, like the ant song or
the ant song
or the bugs where they're like,
oh, camping, yeah. Ticks or
yeah, the ticks. Yeah. Song. It was some sort of bug.
My favorite one is where he, envisions himself as a fat nerd in his mom's basement on his Macintosh hitting up girls. I should have put that one on my list. Oh, I'm actually really upset. I didn't think of that.
Dude, I used to get so pissed when I was younger. We'd watch CMT in the mornings. Mm-hmm. And they would play that fucking celebrity song over and over again on CMT. I got
what celebrity?
So
what song is that?
When you're a celebrity, something about reality.
Is that Brad Paisley?
Yeah, it's an old one. It's like 2003-ish.
I feel like I would know if I heard it.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Let's go to yours.
You want to go to mine?
Yeah.
I got a band. They're called Lone Star.
Oh.
This is off their record, Let's Be Us Again.
Ooh.
I kind of like that name.
Is Amazed on this one?
I don't know.
I hope not.
I can't think of any other Lone Star song other than this one.
I only think of that song, Baby, I'm Amazed by You.
Okay.
All right.
Stop interrupting.
I'm sorry. I'm just so pumped for this new direction of the podcast.
This song came out in 2004.
Wow.
It's called Mr. Mime.
Paper's mailed in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 15th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubblegum in a baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long, and it's
All right, I love how the sound of the song is. It definitely has that country root, has that like, and then just like tells a story about this dude like getting laid off from work.
Yeah.
And then his wife or whoever, his girlfriend's like, oh, don't worry, I'll go back to work for us while you look for another job. And he's like, I like the sound of that. I'm just going to kick back and take some naps. And all of a sudden he's like, these fucking kids are torture. And talks about, like, the lyrics are kind of like cheesy, and the fact that he like talks about rewinding Barney for like the 16th, 17th, 18th time. But like at the end, it's like this whole like appreciation for his wife song. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I really like that. And at the very end of the song, he's like, honey, I love you. I thought that was genius. I don't know. But yeah, I don't have like a ton to say about this, but this song I've literally been rocking out to more than any other song all week.
Yeah.
I remember like sitting down to like make my list, and then I had found a playlist, and then I picked the song above it, and then all of a sudden this one played, and I was like, I already got all my five. I said that for like 2 days straight, and I'm like, fuck it. Nope. I got to put it on.
That's what was so hard about this list, because like I picked five songs that I like at random. And then I was like, damn it. But what about this song?
Mm-hmm.
But what about this song? It just opened up a whole new fucking.
I had 10 songs like that I had just came up with out my head.
Yeah.
And then I literally got to like seven, and I just started, I like closed my eyes and just started deleting ones because I couldn't pick. So there's so much I could talk about.
Yeah.
But absolutely. So on a scale of one to my tractor, how sexy is it? I gave it for sure a hail bale.
A hay bale?
A hail bale.
Yeah,
I like that. Maybe two. Maybe two hail bales out of how sexy my tractor is. It's only going to get worse from here.
I know. Speaking of worse, my next pick is by an artist named Tracy Byrd.
Tracy Byrd.
Oh, boy. This release is...
I know this one.
The album is called No Ordinary Man. Came out in 1994. And the song... Boy, the song is Watermelon Crawl.
He said we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. When you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Dude.
Forgot about this song until you played it, and I was like, whoa, that's a fucking flashback from nowhere.
I know. Talk about like mean guitar riffs. The beginning of this song has one of the meanest, like chunkiest riffs right in the beginning, dude.
It's some good shit. I think it has like one of the best hooks on all of our songs.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah. But it's like out of the watermelon crawl. Like, what is that? What is the watermelon crawl?
I know. I think it's I don't know. I've got the lyrics pulled up right here.
Okay.
So what, he goes to a watermelon, festival. He's just driving. He goes to a watermelon festival, in the South probably. And, he meets the mayor of the small town, and he's telling him like, if you're going to drink all the sweet red wine, and if like, like if you don't obey the law, if you drink, don't drive. Do the watermelon crawl. So what I'm thinking is all these people are fucked up off of wine.
And watermelon.
They could have like watermelon wine there too.
I think his thing is they mix the watermelon juices with the wine.
It would be like a giant jungle juice.
Yeah. And now like they're like, instead of driving, they're crawling home.
That's what my thought was exactly. Or they're having such a good time that they made up their own line dance called the Watermelon Crawl.
I mean, there is a line dance. You did inform me of this.
I did.
And if you've heard the song, you would definitely know that there is a line dance
to
it.
Where do I even begin with this song? Like, it's so fucking cheesy. It brings me back to when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt used to, like, when we first moved to Iowa, she used to take me along with my two other cousins and... to these things called Parents Without Partners, because she was a single mother. And so, like, we used to go to these giant-ass parties where everybody's, like, line dancing and shit. And then they have, like, all the kids are playing in other rooms, like, Nintendo and stuff. But I just remember being a little kid and my aunt and I line dancing together.
All right, I have a question.
Yeah.
And this might break you, but do you think maybe it wasn't like a help organization and potentially something for some hookups or maybe some swinging, if you know what I mean?
I don't know. I was...
Like, you gotta ask your aunt, be like, hey, did you meet anyone at that?
She did. She met my uncle.
See? I knew it.
I think she met my uncle through that. I don't know. It all blended together, like, that, and then her, like, meeting my uncle, like... It could have been like weeks worth of time in my brain, but
but it was like a year. I because like listening to all these country songs again, like I had like tons of flashback memories. I haven't thought about
forever. Just brings me back to like the 90s.
Yeah, well, it brings me back to like when I was like 5 years old, and I was like listening to these country music and like knowing nothing about them.
Exactly.
And like now, like as an adult, being like, oh, I get like the meaning of the song. Like I would like for Mr. Mom, I would have never understood the idea of like some guy like staying home with the kid. I just like sweet potatoes in my lazy chair.
Exactly.
You know, like it's different. It's such a weird like thought. There used to be this song. It's not on any of our lists, and it was about this one guy. It's like just give it away.
Oh yeah, that's George Strait.
Yeah. Okay, that's George Strait. Yeah. So and it's all about this guy going through a divorce. And to me, I thought it was something completely different.
Give it away.
Like, it makes complete sense. But, like, as a kid, you're like, innocence is everything. Yeah, so
just give it away.
Just give it away. Just don't worry about it.
On a scale of one to my tractors, like, how sexy Watermelon Crawl is, I think it's in a new category.
Is it 11 out of 10?
It's, like, a solid, like... It's got to be an 11.
Watermelon Crawl. You know what's funny? Like, you started off at a 10 out of 10, and now, like, you don't have anywhere to go.
There's always... I don't know, dude.
That's why, like, my rating scale is...
I know. Yours is good. I thought I was going to be able to, like, mess around with it. But once I thought of Watermelon Crawl, I was like, this is the creme de la creme of country music.
It is. It is like, the epitome of what good country is.
Dude, I wish, like, making this list, I wish that I had a mullet. And a mustache, but I could have
gotten the mustache. Don't do the mustache, please. Don't do the mustache.
No, you hate it when I shave my
I hate it.
I hate having it.
No, you're fine. You just stay where you are. Okay, it's my turn. I chose this one's gonna be a little sad.
I know,
but I love it. It's by Tim McGraw. Everyone knows Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
It's off the record "Live Like You Were Dying," which dropped in 2004.
Really, that long ago?
Isn't that nuts?
Damn.
I remember it like it was yesterday. And the song is "Live Like You Were Dying."
I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing. I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
So this song makes me want to kick off my cowboy boots and spurs and have a good cry with my dog. It's all about a man seeing his life come to an end and what he was going to do. He went skydiving, did Rocky Mountain climbing, and he rode a bull. And I really like the different perspectives, that you see with like the mindset of living like you were dying. I love in the final chorus, he holds out that line, live like you were dying. Like it's like one of the most iconic, sung moments in country music in my mind. Like I just think of it all the time. I remember being a kid and trying to like hold out the note that long and like nah, I was like, I can't do this. Like I was convinced that was just like edited together to like make it, but no, that guy's just fucking that good.
It's all Tim.
That one's that good. What do you think of this one?
I like this one, but if I would have went with a Tim McGraw song,
oh here we go,
I would have probably went with Johnny's Daddy's Taking and Fishing.
I don't even know that
when
one.
He was 8 years old. Don't Take the Girl. You don't know that song?
I might heard it.
That song fucking rules.
Like, there's tons of country music that I'd be like, I don't know that. And I hear it and I'd be like,
it's subconsciously.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Tim McGraw is actually like pretty decent actor, too.
What's he acted in?
He's in the Yellowstone prequel, 1883. Oh. He's actually really fucking good in that.
Isn't it 1886?
No, 1883.
Oh,
And then he's also in the Friday Night Lights movie. He plays the alcoholic, I think, dad or older brother.
Was he acting?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he might have been method acting, to be honest.
You never know.
Who knows? Faith Hill might have drove him to the point of drinking.
Jesus Christ. Depression.
Yeah.
Oh, just like this song. Yeah, it's really sad. I love this one though. Like I remember refining this song like maybe half a year ago, and then like having a good cry to it. Oh man, it was because it really when you're coming to the end of your life, like your whole mindset on how everything is probably like 180s.
Yeah.
You know, and I like that. Like I mean, I'm pretty sure Tim McGraw's still alive. So
he is.
I don't know how he like managed to write the song, but it's great. And
I don't know if he did.
Probably not.
A lot of these guys have
writers.
Yeah, writers or like studio musicians. Like Chris Stapleton used to write a lot of popular country songs before he left the Steel Drivers and did his own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, well, I know a lot about country music.
You do. It's weird. Anyway, this song gets 4 cowboy hats out of a sexy tractor.
Whoa, dude.
4.
Are they all hanging up?
3 of them are.
Oh, okay.
Well, one of them's on the head of a cowboy. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Your turn.
My next pick is by one of my all-time favorite musicians.
Oh.
I mean, currently now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Tyler Childers. He's a newer guy.
I like this guy.
The album that the song comes from is Purgatory, probably my favorite album by him. When did it release? 2017. And the song is called Feathered In.
Hold me close, my dear.
Say the song won me over.
I knew it would.
This is the newest one on the list.
It's got such like a smooth like guitar riff in the beginning where it's like it hooks you right away. Even
but it's his voice
subtle.
That really gets me.
His voice, yeah, it's so unique. In my mind, at least, I'm sure there's a couple other country artists that sound like him, but this guy is just like a master songwriter, like an amazing musician.
I feel like I could listen to him all day.
You probably could, dude.
I think I'm going to now.
His third
That's
album,
my
though,
goal tomorrow.
His third album, he put out like an all-instrumental one.
Ah.
And so just I would say, like, if you're not into that, don't listen to it. But listen to his couple EPs and his 2 records that he has because they are all amazing. But I feel like today's country music really leans towards, like, the backwards, like, trucker hat bullshit, like, I don't know. A lot of the songs sound the same. And so I feel like Tyler Childers and a lot of other like smaller country musicians that aren't necessarily on the radio are like changing the sound from the underground, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy to think that there's like an underground country scene.
Yeah.
But dude, like it makes total sense. Like if you're like in Tennessee, I'm sure you see it all the time.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because it's like kind of it has a subgenre of its own.
It's what is that?
Americana.
Oh, I feel like that genre has been around forever, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, like, Aaron West and Roaring Twenties are considered to be Americana.
Yeah. And then it's, like, more so Americana country where it's a lot more acoustic guitar-based. But it also he also has a feel to him where it sounds like that old school, like, outlaw feel to him.
Yeah, that's what I really liked about it.
His voice is just so phenomenal. It's raspy and unique, and he doesn't sound like Kermit the Frog, like Luke Bryan.
Well, there's, like, all right, when I think of country, like, singers, I think of, like, you have, like, the standard one that, like, sounds really good.
Yeah.
Then you have, like, the hillbilly one.
Yeah.
That, like, and then you have, like, the really high country musician singers. Like, they always have, like, this really high tone or voice. And then you have, like, the opposite, like, really low, like, Josh Turner or whatever.
Yeah.
Will you go with me?
Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
We can't believe we didn't pick that song.
We had to at least sing it.
Yeah, absolutely. But, like, I don't know, like, your first pick was, like, definitely a hillbilly one to me.
Yeah.
and I mean, I'll have I have one of those. but I mean, I don't know. It's, I mean, I'm sure you could look at the same like pop punk music and stuff as well.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to talk about pop punk. We're done with that.
Yeah.
We're never talking about it again.
We're on to country now.
Okay. What else you got?
Yeah, dude, I just think he's like one of the best musicians around nowadays, and I kind of want to keep him as like a little like secret, so that way he doesn't get too popular to the point where I just am irritated.
Mm.
But I mean, that's kind of what happened to Chris Stapleton for me. I was like super into
Stapleton's been famous forever, it feels like.
Since 2014 is where he really broke out with that cover of Tennessee Whiskey.
But is that, a cover? I thought that was the original.
No, David Allan Coe wrote that one.
Oh,
but
okay. Where you know?
Like the rest of that Traveler album is fucking phenomenal. Like his next two albums are really good, but I just feel like everybody was like, "Oh, this is so different that we like it now." It's like, God damn.
Yeah.
Just let me have mine.
Here's the thing with Chris Stapleton. Not a big fan. I'm going to be honest.
Okay. I love his voice. And
I do like his voice a lot.
I like his voice, and he kind of leans more so into the blues aspect of it.
See, that's what I'm like. It's more like bluegrassy, kind of like, but not fast.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just have opinions.
It's okay.
I mean, the fact that he's a great writer. And, I loved researching his backstory.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing.
So, but yeah. Anything else? What's your score?
Score 10. Honestly, like...
That's it?
I don't think you could put this on a My Tractor sexy scale. Because this is a little more serious and like a sweet little love song. So, I would put this... A scale of 1 to how, I don't know, 10.
Big 10.
Big old 10. Tyler Childers, check him out, please. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's really good. I got Rhett Atkins.
Yeah.
this song is off the record, 1,000 Memories, which dropped my birth year, 1995.
Wow.
Holy shinolies. And the song is That Ain't My Truck.
That ain't my truck. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world, but that ain't my truck.
Boy, oh howdy. Does this song sound fun? But it's yet another sad country boy tale of heartbreak. I feel like because this song came out when I was born and still constantly think about it, that means it's a good song.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like I've been thinking about the song since I heard it, I think. I love how Rhett managed to still mention his truck in a sad song about heartbreak. That's so funny.
It is.
It's the hook of the song.
That ain't my truck.
No, that's my girl.
Oh, yeah.
My whole world, but that ain't my truck.
They wonder why country music has such a cliche to it.
Yeah.
Dogs and trucks, dude.
Dogs and trucks. I do like that song, Country Song Backwards or whatever. Have you heard that?
Uh-uh.
It's like... I got my truck back, got my dog back, got my best friend, Pat back, or something like that. So
my girlfriend,
dumb.
She gone.
My girlfriend loves me again. I don't know. But yeah, I think what really does this for me is like back in 95, production wasn't as big of a thing as it is today. And like, but the instruments really bring this song to life.
Yeah.
I feel like this was a perfect example of like how production was going to continually improve and a lot of country production sounds exactly the same in the standard modern day music in my mind.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean
that's
it's kinda, bad.
That's kind of where I was getting at before or with when I was talking about Tyler Childers.
Yeah. I mean, it's that definitely has its own feel.
Yeah.
I feel like this song was very appropriate for the time
it
came out.
This is a time capsule for sure.
Oh, big time. Big time. But yeah, so I'm going to give this song gets a Not My Truck out of a sexy tractor.
Hell yeah, dude.
Start running out of ideas.
Can't make a truck out of a tractor.
You can't. Well, probably not. Maybe you had enough trucks.
I ain't no engineer.
Me either.
Ain't no goddamn old engineer.
I'm going ding, 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 ding. A little Boomhauer for you.
Old Boomhauer.
If you guys want to make Roper laugh, if you ever meet him in public, just give him a Boomhauer impression. Like, he'll fucking die.
Dude, Boomhauer's the best.
I love Boomhauer. If you don't know who he is, he's from King of the Hill. But
greatest show ever.
There's many better shows, but I do like King of the Hill. That's my purse! I think Bobby Hill's a better character. Okay, I need to stop. Go. Well, I've laughed way too much this episode.
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what. I love the one where he meets the meme I sent you where Hank Hill meets Yuki Moto.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about with those darn hearts of the cards, but he would be a propane accessory. Especially, I don't fucking know.
I love that meme.
Dude, it's like people just get so fucking high and they're like, you know, it'd be so fucking funny if Hank Hill met Yuki Moto. The Pharaoh.
I'll tell you what, I believe in them heart of the cards. That was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
All right, my next pick.
What do we got?
Dude, this is kind of near and dear to my heart.
Oh, okay. All right. Like, don't make fun of it. Made a mental note.
No, you can.
Oh, I can. Okay.
Yeah. It's by an artist named Toby Keith. This is from his self-titled album.
He has a self-titled album?
Yeah, this is his first record.
Oh, really? Nuts. Okay.
Came out in 1993. Not my birth year. Year after my birth year.
Mm.
I am as old as Moses.
You are.
Mm-hmm. The song is called Shoulda Been a Cowboy.
I shoulda been a cowboy. I shoulda learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Like Gene and Roy singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
This is a classic, like, country song.
It's got some of the, like, I love the guitar riff in the beginning of it.
Yeah.
It's got this weird, I don't know, you've probably never seen this movie, but it's got kind of like similar guitars to the intro of the movie Young Guns, and I fucking love that movie.
I've not seen that movie.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it.
Oh, excuse me.
You don't like westerns.
I don't. They're usually bad.
But this one's like a fucking like action western. It's got Emilio Estevez in it. You don't know him probably.
Nope. I don't like action movies either, so it's like you're just not gonna win on this one.
Never mind. Don't watch it. Mm. You won't like it.
Okay, we'll do.
But dude, Should Have Been a Cowboy is basically about my life.
Is that what it is? Because you're a roper from Wyoming.
Well, you want me to get into it?
I like. Oh my god! I just noticed the sweater he was wearing today. It's a little. It's a guy.
It's my Wyoming sweatshirt.
Yeah, but like, what's the actual term for like what he's doing? He's on the back of a horse bucking.
He's wrangling.
Wrangling. That's what it is.
He's a wrangler.
Your name should have been a wrangler.
Dude, I should have been a cowboy.
You should have been a cowboy.
Yeah. So. Being born with the name like Roper comes with certain responsibilities, such as learning how to rope and ride. It's a look into my life in Wyoming before I moved to Iowa.
Can you ride a horse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you rope?
Yeah, but I can't do them simultaneously.
Oh, okay.
I haven't, because, you know, my horse riding skills, like, I didn't quite master them when I was there.
At the young age of, like, five?
Two. I moved here when I was two.
Two. Two. Hey, fun fact about me. My grandpa does horse wrangling. Oh, fuck, what's it called?
Roping.
He does roping.
Dope.
And he's actually really good at it, but he's really old now.
Does your grandpa have a cool, like, cowboy name?
Grandpa Ronnie.
Dude, Ronnie? Grandpa Ronnie could be a cool cowboy name.
It is. It is a cool cowboy name. Dude. And then all my cousins do barrel racing, and then I play guitar.
Hey, you know, there's got to be one musician out of the family.
I think I am the only musician in my family, unless you want to count my uncle who picked up guitars, like, somewhat recently.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I feel like I am the
so
only musician.
So does Kagan
in my
ride horses?
Oh, no, he doesn't do anything.
Oh, okay. See, you could be Kagan.
Yeah, that's my cousin Kagan. He likes video games a lot.
Hey, that's something.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own little, like...
Their own little thing, their own little stick, their interests.
Yeah, dude, this song makes me want to be, like... I wish, like, if I would have stayed in Wyoming, who knows what kind of person I would have been. Like, I probably would have lived in the mountains and, like, trapped everything, like, killed everything that I ate, you know?
Yeah, I could see you doing that. But instead, you moved to Iowa and started a pop punk podcast.
Yeah, so what I think's going to happen, though, eventually, like, once like, we garner all of our fame for the podcast and, like, can't handle it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go back to the mountains and, like...
Is that your plan?
Live off the land.
I like that. I think I want to, like, bathe in the success of our podcast.
What's that?
I think I want to bathe in the success of our podcast.
It's okay.
I'm just going to walk out, and they'll be like, oh, my God, it's Hunter. And
is
I'll
that
be like,
Hunter Talbot?
And I'll be like, what up, girl?
What?
I should have been a cowboy.
Dude, yeah. Like, this song is, like, everything that I, like, could have been.
It could have been. I mean, like, there's...
I would have said should have been, but that's a little cliche.
Could have, should have, would have.
Could have, should have, would have. But, dude, if you haven't heard this song, like, it'll make you want to fucking put on a cowboy hat.
It is a classic. It is a classic Mr. Keith song.
I was just thinking, like, next time I go sing karaoke, I think I'm just going to troll everybody and just sing only country songs.
Do it.
It'll be fucking funny.
I like that Toby Keith song that no one talks about anymore. It's called Beers Ago.
I don't know if I know that one.
52 beers ago.
Maybe
or something like that.
Red Solo Cup.
No, that song's trash.
That song. I hate that song.
Oh
so
my
much.
God. It's like every hillbilly's fucking dream song to play. They always play it at the country bar when I'm like in there and I'm like, and everyone's singing to it. I'm like, no.
It's like, I hate this.
I hate it. I hate it so much. That's like the Machine Gun Kelly song of pop punk.
So on like a scale of 1 to 10, on or 1 to my tractor is sexy. I made the whole scale myself. And
I know, and,
you,
and you're not doing great with it.
This is 2 6-shooters. And riding my pony on a cattle drive worth more than my tractor is sexy.
So it's like higher than the tractor.
Yeah, all these are higher than my tractor sexy.
Oof.
So I don't like that song.
I like that song. She thinks my tractor's boom. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
It really turns around. All right, what's your next pick?
I feel like this is like the epitome of what a good country song should be.
Dude.
I'm going to start it off here. It's by Travis Tritt with the song or with the album Down the Road I Go.
Ooh.
Dropped in the beautiful year of 2000.
Great fucking year.
And it's a great day to be alive.
And it's a great day. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Oh, pre-9/11.
Pre-9/11. Why did you say that? You just said that and I just said it back and I was like, oh. Oh my God. Okay. Now, yeah. Now. Now, Ye Doggy, is this a classic country track? I feel like this may be my favorite upbeat country track. Looking at the positives, it reflects on the sadder side of life, but like 9/11. But in the end, Travis Tritt is just happy to be alive while howling at the fucking moon. The instruments in this song really like are really top tier fucking shit.
Oh yeah,
like you when you hear like the first second of the song, you're like, oh, it's a great day to be alive.
How does the beginning of this song sound like words wise?
It goes, I got a mice cooking in the microwave.
There we go.
I got a 3-day beard. I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Such a good fucking song.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I went through this one too fast. I want to keep talking about it
because
I love it. I remember this was the first song I attempted to learn on guitar. Fun fact.
Really?
I never did learn it. It was too hard for me at the time. And I'm pretty sure it's a relatively easy song. But
maybe you can come back to it.
I'm sure I could. I'm sure I could pick it up today if I wanted to. But I don't know. I'm not ready for it yet.
You're not doing quite all right yet.
I'm not doing quite all right yet. I'm almost there. But anyway, this song gets 12 homemade soups out of a sexy tractor.
Man, that's a lot of soup, dude.
That's a lot of fucking soup. You're going to put that shit down. All right, what's your number uno?
Okay, my number one is honestly a serious one.
Okay.
I can't make a favorite country song list without this song. It's by George Strait. It's from his album Something Special, which mm-hmm. came out in 1985.
Jesus, that's older than both of us. That's older than Moses.
Yeah, dude. The song is called The Chair.
No, I don't know the name of the band, but they're good. Aren't they? Would you like to dance? Yeah, I like the song too. It reminds me of you and me, baby. Do you think there's a chance that later on I
could drive you home. No, I don't mind at all. Oh, I like it too. And to tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all. Oh, I like it too. And to tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all.
This song is a very special song to me because it's probably my all-time favorite country song. George Strait was a constant in the Crippen household growing up. I just remember listening to him constantly in between that and then grunge music. Random mix, I get it.
That's pretty crazy.
I know. But this song was the first, the like couple's first dance for my parents at their wedding.
Aww.
And so, like,
you didn't tell me that.
Yeah. Well, I was saving it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, the way that they met is that my dad, like, met my mom in the high school library, and he's like, "Hey, can I sit there?" And she's like, "No." And then, and then he had to, like, keep, like, working for my mom's affection. And so, the song is like a short, sweet song about, like, a couple's first meeting. And so, the narrator of the song is like, he sees a girl sitting down, and he's like, "Oh, I gotta go talk to her." And he's like, "Hey, you're sitting in my chair." But that wasn't his chair after all, dude.
Fucking
I, like,
twist, dude, ending there.
I fucking love George Strait so much. I could have put any George, well, not any George Strait song, but like,
he's a classic.
Quite a few, dude. He is so good.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Is he?
And like, I think my parents saw him on his last tour, which really makes me mad because they didn't ask me to go.
Oh, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Cowboy Rode Away, dude. Mm. Can't see him again. I think he's still playing shows, though.
I mean,
he's probably
going to
come back. Elton John just played his final tour.
Oh, really?
Quote, unquote.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's probably another. There's probably another. There always is.
Yeah, dude. But
that's a beautiful story, though.
I know. I love this song. It's amazing. And it just makes me think of my parents every time, so.
Oh, and just so you know, Rupert's parents are pretty great.
Oh, they're the best.
I love them.
Solid 10, dude.
Solid 10.
Solid,
I feel like
10.
This one deserves a 12 since one got 11.
15.
A 15.
There
okay.
We go.
There we go.
Yes, dude. I know a lot more like people who listen to today's genre might not necessarily like this song that much, but fuck you.
It is like a it's an oldie goldie, dude. Did you just burp or fart or what?
I said fuck you and then I burped into the microphone. I'm fucking winning at life.
Dude. Yeah, there's something like okay. So Roper had a very serious first pick and yeah. I did not, but I love this song, so I'm gonna talk about it.
Yes.
It's by Neil McCoy with his record That's Life, which dropped in 2005. This song's called Billy's Got Beer Goggles On.
He's on the dance floor yelling free bird, singing. When he gets home, right now his worries are gone. Life looks good, good, good. Billy's got his beer goggles on.
Okay, dear almighty, this song is a hoot and holler. I fucking love this song. It's so fun, and it's just a secret sad song. But it's fun, and it's fun. I love it. And I can listen to the song over and over while on a dirt road. I feel like everyone has been in a bar with some beer goggles on, hitting on those cowgirls that may be riding on three-legged mule home, if you know what I mean.
Wow. That's fucking great.
I was riding. I don't know if you're like this, but like I will just keep riding and just be like, nope, that's fine. And
yeah.
Just move on.
I do that a lot.
If you know what I mean, I'm going to cut that off.
I guess if you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean. Regardless, what a fucking jam. The Bridge has one of the best guitar solos in country music history, by the way. So you guys should definitely check that out because I don't think I will be putting it in the actual music of it, but it's so good. Like,
yeah.
I feel like this was pop country before pop country today.
Well, I mean, it was pop country back in the day.
Yeah.
So technically.
I remember when I was younger, like the music video came out for this and my mom and dad were watching it on our laptop, which had like the worst internet. So like they would pause it and wait for the video to load after like 40 minutes. They could finally watch a 3-minute video. And I remember watching it, my mom thinking it was like hilarious and me being like, this guy looks like he's having a good time.
Wow, mom, that's great.
But yeah, I when I went to New Jersey, I was driving with my now ex, unfortunately, but we were driving down the road and then she'd put on a song and I'd be like, no, and I'd take my phone back and just put the song on. We listened to it probably 20 times. I love it. So anyway, this song gets 43 free birds out of a sexy tractor.
Hell yeah. That might be the best rating. 43 free birds.
33. But yeah, that was our top five country songs. I feel like we didn't really put into like, I don't feel like these are our top five country songs of all time.
Some of our favorites
yeah. For sure. But top five is a much better title than some of our favorite country songs.
Yeah, it's easier to put top five.
So anyway, Roper, how do you feel about this list?
I love it. I can't wait to do it again.
Yeah, every week for the rest of our lives.
Yes.
Man, I have been listening to pop punk music for like over a year nonstop to like keep up with this podcast. And as much as I love pop punk music, MGK is destroying it.
He just ruined it.
And on top of that, it was so nice to just take a break.
I know.
Roper and I are authentic fans of some country music. Probably not so much as much today's country music as when we were kids, because we were raised around it, you know? That was just kind of how it was. And then I think we just eventually reverted into... We probably just heard way too much country music and we finally found a new genre to attach ourselves to.
That's probably what it was. I don't know. Then the angst hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like my angst hit way later in life. I don't know.
Mine hit pretty, like, I don't know. It lasted a long fucking time.
It's still here for me, baby. I'm pretty angsty still.
I don't know. I think I'm just more so depressed now.
I feel like everyone really related to that. But anyway, we still got our up and coming band of the week. Should we jump into it?
Let's check them out.
Are any of you listeners in a small and up-and-coming band? If that's the case, we would love to hear from you. If you want to be a part of the show, we have a nifty Google form you can fill out to give us all the info we need to get your song submitted. You can find a link to the form in our link tree on any and all of our social medias. Now, this week, we have Adam Whitehead with their song, The Way Whitley Done It.
Ooh.
Very excited about this. So who is this Adam Whitehead?
Who is he?
Well... I'm excited because he is an Iowa musician.
Hell yeah.
So, hailing from southern Iowa, 32 South Label Group's Adam Whitehead is slowly making moves in the country music scene. Growing up in rural Iowa, KBOE and KXIA were always on his radio and lit the fuse to the dream he's chasing. Outlawed made its way up the iTunes country chart, which has been a local and Midwest hit ever since. Adam's debut album peaked at number 2 on the Apple iTunes country album chart and accumulated nearly 600 equivalent first week sales, nearly landing him on the Billboard Top Country Albums chart. Adam recently dropped his EP, The Way Whitley Done It, and landed at number 45 on the Billboard Albums chart, number 74 on Album Sales chart, and was the number 31st Billboard Trending Artist spot for the week of September 25th of 2021. This guy is making moves.
It's a lot of stats.
That's a lot of stats, baby. be sure to follow Adam's progression and give him a like and a follow on social media.
Hell yeah.
I feel like you should. So, what's the story behind this song? This song is a testament to hard work, especially in today's music business. This talks about obtaining fans for streams and doing it the right way instead of some of the alternative ways found in other genres. It gives a nod to Keith Whitley, Waylon Jennings, and Cody Jinks. I love me some Cody Jinks. I wrote this song in my living room, and within 6 months, it was on the country radio charts. And what is the title track to my album, which debuted at number 45 on the Billboard. It was recorded at Speed of Sound Iowa on Des Moines with Misha Olson as my engineer. This has been a great song for me and my brand. Just so everyone knows,
shout out to Misha.
Misha is actually working on my music too.
Yeah,
so it's really cool. That's how I actually found Adam, to have him on the show. and we were really pumped. He's super, super incredibly nice. Like very genuinely, I love the dude. We've only talked a little bit, but he was so cool. So let's fucking kick out this song. Roper, say it.
Okay, I can't.
Roper,
howdy.
What'd you think, partner?
Dude, that was really good.
I love his voice, man.
Yeah,
it is such a fucking country musician's voice, and he rocked it. I love the message behind the song. The instruments were dope as shit.
Yes.
I love listening to all the up and coming bands we've had. But it's nice to have a little bit of change here.
Yeah.
And I feel like with the way Whitley doing it, like I love how he says Whitley.
I thought he was saying Willie.
No, Whitley.
Says Whitley.
Whitley, you fool.
Yeah.
Whitley. Also, if you guys do like country music on the offhand, you guys have got to check out Single Mom by him. That's really good. All the songs I've listened to are fucking great. So big props to Adam Whitehead. I actually had run across a few other country musicians that I was trying to get on the show, and I am a million like times happier with the fact that we got Adam Whitehead.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's like real country music and not like pop shit that has a little twangy guitar in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So so happy that Adam allowed us to use his song and like helped me out. Like, I just got him to send me all the details I needed last night. So,
oh,
like,
nice.
It was in less than, like, an hour span, he was all about it. So, Adam, if you're listening, thank you incredibly much. We really appreciate it, and we are super happy to be able to share your stuff.
For sure. So, unfortunately, we have to keep our old social media name.
Yeah.
We put in too much work for it, so... We're at PPES Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, and we got a link tree to all of our old pop punk episodes.
Mm-hmm. You're probably not interested in those. So.
Nah, probably not.
Just pay attention to new stuff. But man, I had such a fun.
I did too. That was great.
I had a fun time. I'm just going to go out and say it.
I was going to say, are you going to tell him?
I'm going to tell him. It's right. April Fool's.
April Fool's, nerds.
If you guys didn't know.
You think we'd abandon you guys?
No, we'd never do that.
Because
we fucking love
Mr. Gun Kelly?
Yeah, no, we're fighting a good fight against
Gun
Kelly.
I'm going to slap him harder than Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
Jesus Christ, that is inappropriate.
Even though he is way taller than me.
Yeah, but he's also like a twig, so I feel like I could like just bend him in half or something. I don't know.
He'll probably hurt me more than he hurts Megan Fox's ring finger.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I saw that. you were with the pop culture references today.
I am.
But man, I had so much fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
On a serious note, Roper and I are country musician fans. Mm-hmm. We definitely seem to lean more towards the pop punk phase, which is why we decided to go with the show.
And I honestly just like everything.
Yeah, Roper, I feel like I'm like strictly like pop punk, and then I'll throw in a little jazz of some country music.
Honestly, music is like moods for me.
Really? Like genres are?
Genre, yeah, I should say genres. Sometimes I feel like a certain genre leans towards my mood, so I'll listen to that. Or sometimes I listen to something way too much. And then I have to spice it up a bit, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I super relate with the pop punk scene.
I relate to it a lot, but I also like to, I don't know. I wouldn't say, like, I'm a student of the game because that sounds really fucking dumb.
It does.
But I just like, I just like to listen to different styles of music and see, like, kind of, like, I don't know.
I'll always find myself, here's my thing. If it's got real instruments, chances of me liking it are a lot more than if it's like
something.
There we
go. I'm not like a big like EDM or dubstep person at all.
I couldn't listen to it for more than a little bit.
It hurts.
Yeah. It hurts a lot. There was like random facts about me. I've always been big into like the Kingdom Hearts music and stuff.
Oh, dude.
And they did like a dubstep version of
that. If you walk away, you won't hear me say, please, oh baby. Dude, that song. Do you remember the first time you saw that commercial?
I never saw the commercials.
What?
Yeah.
I remember like seeing that commercial and like I never got the game when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Have you played them?
I've started number one so many times and I've gotten to a certain point each time where like I get a little bit further and then something else is hard and it pisses me off. So then I quit and then I'm like, oh, I should really play Kingdom Hearts and actually try. And then it happens every fucking time.
Every time. Oof, that's bad. Yeah, it's one of those, like, it's something you, I don't know why, I hardly ever beat video games all the way through. I've been a lot better about it recently, though. I just beat Cyberpunk, and oof, what a good game.
Oh, man, I can't wait to eventually get a new console and play it.
You got to,
I don't want
to
play it on my PS4.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be a good time for you. Play on the good old PS5.
Well, I looked into the specs of it, and they're like, don't.
It's not good for you.
Yeah.
All right, what if you like what's the lesson of today's episode, do you think?
It's okay to like other genres.
It's okay to like other genres. Yeah. I like that a lot. If you're more like me and you listen to one genre, that's okay too.
Yeah.
But like I feel like everyone should give a little bit of taste. Country music gets a bad rap. There's a lot of stereotypes to it that are true often.
Valid.
And there are some that are just like, oh, it's just hillbilly banjo. And I'm like, that's not true. There's a lot of like really heartfelt like music that comes from country. Like some of the most heartfelt like songs that seems to be my draw. Like if it can make me cry, I want to listen to it.
Yeah. And there's kind of like a lifestyle that goes into any sort of genre. Like country music kind of can give you an aspect of the country or world that you have not seen yet.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Like, absolutely. Like, for instance, if you're from like a really heavily populated, like, because I feel like country music is like for like it's popular in the Midwest, it's popular in the South, right?
Yeah.
So like maybe you grew up somewhere where it wasn't really popular, and I think that like I don't know, it's like you just kind of like grew up to hate it.
Yeah.
And maybe if you would go back and like maybe some of these songs change your mind if you actually stuck through the episode if you do hate country music. But I don't know. I feel like there's a lot to love with this genre, but I definitely get the stereotypes behind it.
Oh yeah.
And I'll say like the newer stuff is like, maybe it's just my that generation's past me. I don't know, but like, I get it. You know, I think that with a lot of new pop punk stuff, and I think that I feel like I'm in a time capsule of, sometimes I'll really like something that's brand new. And, but most of the time I'm gonna be like, nah, this is way better back in fucking 2004.
Back in my day.
Back in my day when I was crying in the gym locker room. Anyway.
Okay.
Can we end it with a ye doggy?
Yeah, you want me to do it?
Let's do it at the same time. 3, 2, 1.
Ye doggies!